Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Listen to me.
All right, folks, how are we doing? Thanks for joining me on Real Estate Realities. That's right, we're talking about reality. We're not making it up as we go along. We're prepared tonight. All right, and the topic of tonight's show is, what will lead the next housing correction or financial correction? We're not talking a crisis like 08, but definitely a correction in the market. I want to talk a little bit about something I went to, very special, the Medal of Valor luncheon over at the Broadmoor. And boy, you talk about some true heroes. Those are the guys right there. If you don't know what that is, that's kind of like an end-of-the-year awards banquet for CSPD. And they honor all these heroes we have in our community who day in, day out, put their life on the line so we can live in this beautiful community of Colorado Springs. Very heart-touching. They had Micah Flick's wife and his parents there to receive his award and gave us an update on Officer Jim Dizell as well, who's doing much better. And just great to see the support behind CSPD and great to see the heroism and courage that those officers put on the line every day for the citizens of Colorado Springs. So very uplifting, very positive. If you see one of those police officers or sheriffs out, just tell them, hey, thanks for your service. They can always use that support and positive attitude behind them. Okay, so let's get into the nitty gritty here. And a lot of people say, what's going to cause this next correction? It's coming, and it's coming soon. Will it be auto loans? We're starting to see the 7-year term, right? That's pretty crazy. People said, wow, 5 years? That's a long time for that term on an auto loan. Well, now we're starting to even see the 7-year terms, and they're approving anyone. Reminds us of mortgage loans before the 08 fallout, right? Letting anybody into those homes and making it work, that's just a lot of greed. And if you see who owns these banks, who's doing the financing for Chrysler, the other big two out of Detroit, they're doing their own financing. And that simply comes down to greed. And the fact that they're going to work that much harder to make that sale when they know the gentleman purchasing the Jeep may not be qualified, but they control the financing. The rate may be a little worse, but they're going to make more on the loan. Okay, so you got too many hands in the pot there in the auto industry. That could be one of the factors. Could be trade wars as well. We've already seen it lead to a higher cost in construction. That could tip the economy in the wrong direction. If we push these trade wars too hard and we lose the leverage that we trade with over the past decades here, it can definitely shake up the economy, and it definitely will see it in the stock market as well. The Fed's raising rates too aggressively, right? We know 3 rate hikes next year. They've come out and said, we're going to raise the rates 3 times. It's no secret. When we see the Fed's raise the rates that fast, you have to be careful because that could also push the economy over the edge. But what we're going to touch on tonight, which I believe is going to be the leading wave of the next correction, note I said correction, not crisis, like 08 where the bottom fell out, but a correction, is student loan debt. I think this is an area that people overlook. It's not talked about on the news, and people don't realize how leveraged these millennials are in student debt. Let me tell you, the current outstanding loan, student debt, right now in the United States, $1.5 trillion. Just to put it in perspective for you, that amount has doubled since the financial crisis of 2008, doubled. And yet, no one is talking about it. It's tough to find articles about it. It's tough to find news coverage on it. But when you study it, when you look at it, it's a problem and it's growing. This is the largest category of debt behind mortgages. Largest category of debt. I was talking with a good friend this week. He has $103,000 worth of debt and is making $50,000 out of college with a car loan and paying rent and trying to keep these student loans under control. Okay? Colorado Springs is a reasonable city. We're not talking about a Chicago. We're not talking about a New York. We're talking about Colorado Springs. Yes, it's becoming higher cost of living here, but it's still reasonable. And we're starting to see more millennials being pushed out of the real estate market. And a big factor is the student loans that are heavy on their back, that are weighing them down from that financial freedom that they so deserve. Okay? Let me tell you what the average buyer wants here in Colorado Springs. They want a mortgage of $1,500. We're talking about a three-bed, two-bath home, a one-car garage. That's what the consumer wants, $1,500 mortgage. And you know what the consumer's getting? An $1,850 is what they're getting. $1,850 mortgage is what the consumer's getting for that three-bed, two-bath, one-car garage. And that's the same consumer that's making $50,000 a year. All right? You throw in utilities, and you're up around $2,000 a month. That's a lot to bite off as a young professional. I don't care what you say. That is a lot of money. When you talk groceries, you talk living expenses, you talk a possible car loan in there. That is why the fear is great right now for millennials entering the housing market. And especially with rates climbing, you can see they already feel the pressure of the student loans. In the fourth quarter of 2018, 10% of the student loans out there right now in the United States are 90 days past due. Okay? Now that's going to be a number I'm going to keep a close eye on, because if that number grows much higher from 10%, that will lead to the next correction, not only in the housing market, we're talking the stock market as well, the economy overall. Okay, people don't understand. 75.4 million millennials. That's the largest generation alive right now. That's even above the baby boomers. What is a millennial? Born between 1981 and 1997. That is why the millennials' buying power and what they do has such a great effect on the economy, on the housing market, and etc. A profound effect on what millennials do. So let's talk about what caused the student debt, right? There's plenty of reasons. We're going to focus on the major three. Every kid must go to college. That's a stereotype we see here in America, that every high schooler should be attending a four-year college after graduation. And that is something that has changed greatly from when the baby boomers were graduating from high school. Several amount of them were going into the military. A lot of them were going to trade school. And a lot of them were just getting jobs out of high school to pay for their college so they didn't go into a massive amount of debt. So that's a big problem. Not every kid needs to go to college. Not every kid needs to complete a four-year degree. You can go to trade school. There are plenty other avenues to make a fantastic living. And you can always pick up that degree later rather than going straight into a four-year school and incurring massive amount of debt. Or, like myself, I chose a school that was very reasonable, Ferris State in Michigan, $27,000 a year for out-of-state, ended up getting in-state tuition my last 3 years, and that was only $12,000. So pick wisely. Or attend a community college the first 2 years and then go on to finish the last 2 years at your college of choice, okay? Let's talk about another factor here. We look at government getting too involved. Anytime the government gets too involved, there's a problem. And that's exactly what happened here with student loans. When you keep it in the private sector, banks compete, they keep rates competitive, and they offer a better product, okay? It'd be like the only person you can go through with a loan for on a mortgage is Wells Fargo. That'd be horrific. There's no competition. They'd be killing you on fees and their rates. Same thing with the government. You got to get government out of the student loan business. Okay? That's why colleges are raising these tuitions as well. The government, if they want to be involved in student loans, they should get involved in the fact of, hey, you can only raise your tuition this percentage each year. It's greed, though. They're backing these loans. They don't care. The universities don't care. They're still getting it. I mean, $55,000, $60,000 for a year of school? It's just not right. It's reckless debt. So we're seeing already national sales down year over year 4.1%. That's the whole nation. We're not talking Colorado Springs. The whole nation down 4.1%. And we talked about it earlier in the show, 3 rate hikes this upcoming year. I think next year, at the end of 2019, we'll see rates hovering around 6%. Now remember, the 40-year average, over the last 40 years, the average interest rate was 8%. So don't think 6% is sticker shock. That may become the new normal. The other thing is, they have to raise rates enough to, if the economy incurred a huge crisis, God forbid a terrorist attack or something astronomical, they have to be able to lower the rates. That's another reason why they have to get them up around 6%, maybe even higher. So if something happened, they could drop those rates back 2 or 3% and restart the economy. Okay? So buyers go, well, what should I do right now? Even investors. I'm doing this with John, my dad. I'm selling one of his townhouses right now. He says, what do you think I should do? I don't want to incur the taxes. I'm thinking of doing a 1031 exchange. This is the answer. You buy around 250, 250, 260. You get a heck of a deal at 270. Okay. You don't get hurt there. You don't get hurt at that price. Try to buy closer to downtown. With everything going on downtown, the closer you can get, the better off you are. And maybe it's just, well, Justin, I want a lifestyle of being on the west side, being able to bike and hike. Okay, great. Then just buy a townhouse. Don't leverage yourself where you're house poor, and if something happens, you've bought in a higher price point where you can't take the downfall. Now, ending here, I want to tell you, corrections are good. You can't have a market that keeps correcting at 10, 12% year over year. That's not healthy. We need it to get back to normal. 5, 6% appreciation a year is exactly what we're looking for. Another way to attack this, like I talked about buying around 250, you can buy around 350, but buy a duplex. You can buy around 400, buy a fourplex. Buy a triplex. Multifamily is a great way to offset your costs, and long-term, when you pay it down, a great way to cash flow. If you have questions on today's show, call me, 719-232-1063. If you want to email me, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. And always, you can visit our website to check out all the newest listings in Colorado Springs, thehermesteam.net. Thanks, and have a great night.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.